I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Did you know that until 1857, United States pennies were about the same size as half dollars? In the mid-1800s, pennies were becoming quite a problem for the United States. First, people weren't using pennies much. They were too big, considering how little value they had, and they weren't legal tender, which means that merchants weren't required to take them, and many merchants didn't. Second, the price of copper was skyrocketing, and it was starting to cost the government almost a penny's worth of copper to make a penny. We're having the same problem now, by the way, except that in our case it costs almost 2 cents to make a penny today, and we haven't done anything about it. But in 1857, they did do something about it. They replaced the penny's 100% copper formula with a penny made of 88% copper and 12% nickel, and they reduced the size, and therefore the amount of metal used, from half-dollar size to the size of our pennies today. In 1856, over 2.5 million large cents were minted. In 1857, just 1/3 of a million were made, less than 14% of what had been made the year before. The reason for the huge drop is that in 1857, the new smaller penny called the Flying Eagle cent was introduced. So in 1857, you had your choice, the big penny or the small penny. The small penny was designed by James Longacre, director of the United States Mint. That same eagle had been on the back of the silver dollar 20 years earlier, and now Longacre made it the front of the new small cent. A sample run of about 2,000 Flying Eagle cents was minted in 1856, but they were never put into circulation. They were mainly given to congressmen to demonstrate what the new coins would look like. Some proof copies of the 1856 Flying Eagle were also sold to collectors, and those proof coins are worth about $100,000 each now. When the new small cents were first made available to the public on May 25, 1857, hundreds of people were lined up outside the mint to buy the new pennies. 3 million pennies were available, and half of them were gone by the end of that first day. In 1857, 17.5 million Flying Eagle cents were made, and in 1858 that number rose to 24.5 million. But that was it. No more Flying Eagle cents. Even counting the experimental coins made in 1856, the Flying Eagle penny lasted just 3 years. Why? Because of a technical problem. That eagle on the front of the coin stuck out too much, and it was causing the dies that made the coins to break. A smaller eagle was considered, but nobody much liked the samples of the small eagle penny that the mint designed, so Mint Director Longacre designed a new coin that wouldn't cause problems in the manufacturing process, the Indian Head penny. So the Flying Eagle cent appeared quickly and disappeared even faster. Today, the Flying Eagle penny is a desirable collector's item. The 1856 cent, in average condition, is worth over $6,000. But the 1857 and 1858 Flying Eagles can be had for about $30 each. And I do see reports on the internet treasure sites every now and then by treasure hunters who have unearthed Flying Eagle cents. I've never found one myself, but I'm not done hunting yet either. Thanks for listening, and for some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. Treasuremanual.com. And if you buy my book and would like it autographed, just let me know when you order. Thanks again, and in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.